Okay, my name is Ken. I'm a recovered sex addict. Let's see, where to start? My sobriety date is 12/17 of 05. My definition of sobriety, well, I could go through a whole list of negatives, but basically it's the expression of an already existing intimacy between my wife and I. And if we're not feeling connected, we got no business in the other room. So, anything else, I don't do. Haven't done it since 12/17 of 05. What else? Been in recovery since 2000. Spent 4.5 years in discussion meetings and was twisting in the wind and couldn't really find any real peaceful solution to the underlying problem. And had to look elsewhere. Had to go back to the original directions for working the steps so that it wasn't distorted by anything that's not 12-step. So that's why I use the AA Big Book. That's why I do that, is because this is how I got sober. This is what I teach. This is what I know, because I don't have the arrogance to believe that I can teach you a system for staying sober that I don't have any experience keeping me sober. I don't have the ability to give away what I don't have. I give away what I do have, and that is the ability to use the directions in the AA Big Book. So, that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to cover some AA history. We're going to cover some of the first three steps in kind of an overview. This in no way should be interpreted as a way to, as a substitute for working the 12 steps. Everybody understand that? Working the 12 steps. Real recovery happens when I sit down and work the steps with my sponsor. What is a sponsor? Is a guy who has worked the 12 steps, had a spiritual awakening, and shows me how to get what he got by doing it the way he did it. It's just that simple. Okay.
I got a question.
Okay. Tim, I tell you what, I love you, brother, okay. But let's wait until the Q&A. Let me get through this. If you've got questions, if anybody has questions, jot them down. We'll get them in the afterward, okay? All right? Okay, so there we go. That's what I'm looking for. 1933, a guy by the name of Roland Hazard, a rich guy, he was a drunk. He had lots of money, but he was a drunk. He started working with, he could choose between any psychiatrist in the world. He tried the best ones here in the U.S., and none of them could help him. He went to Freud, but Freud wasn't accepting new patients. And by the way, he was a devout atheist and a cocaine addict. He went to Alfred Adler, who was considered the number two man in the world. Alfred Adler is a protege of Freud, but he wasn't accepting new patients. So he went to Carl Jung, the number three man in the world, and of course now is considered the father of modern psychiatry and psychology. So he started working with Jung. As it just happens, Jung had studied spiritual experiences. He worked with Jung for about a year. And, you know, Roland left the whole thing confident that he could stay sober now that he knew how his brain worked and all that other stuff. He felt like he could stay away from alcohol for the rest of his life. On the train from Switzerland to Antwerp, he got drunk. He went back to Jung, and Jung said, the conclusion here, no hope through human means, none whatsoever. There's nothing modern psychiatry can do for you, nothing modern psychology can do for you. You're screwed. And Hazard says, whoa, there's nothing I can do. He says, well, maybe there's something you can do. I've heard about it here and there. People have had what are called spiritual experiences. Okay? And Roland says, hey, that's great, because I go to church all the time. He says, that's not the key here. You can go to church till the cows come home, but you know what? That's not a spiritual experience. So spiritual experiences have existed long before the 12 steps did. The question is just how to bring that about. So Roland set out from there to find a spiritual experience. He hooked up with some Oxford groups. Oxford groups had a simple system based on the four absolutes, And the actions that follow those four absolutes can be found on page 164 of this book. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past and give freely of what you find. He went through and did the Oxford Group program, found the spiritual experience. He was sober till the day he died. He died sober. Okay? He didn't die of sobriety, just so you know.